Hello, it's Robert Chip Clark here from Vectis Radio, and I'm here with the snooker legend. You are a snooker legend, Ken Doherty. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back in Portsmouth.
We're in Portsmouth, and you're doing a snooker exhibition.
Well, we're actually playing a bit of pool, but it's good old fun, like, you know what I mean? But I'm playing in the English Open on Monday night, and that's up in Brentwood. And, so I'm playing Jamie Jones, looking forward to that. And it's nice to come down here and play a few games of pool, have a bit of laugh, and nice to play a few of the locals and you beat me. So this is the last time I'm talking to you tonight.
Yeah, because you let me win a game of pool, so thank you.
Well, don't tell anybody that. Just tell people that you beat me fair and square, okay?
Okay, I'll keep it a secret.
Okay, that's good enough.
Which snooker player would you play, past or present?
Oh, that I prefer to play? My favourite was Alex Higgins, you know, and I played all the greats, Alex Higgins, Steve Davis, Jimmy White, of course, Ronnie O'Sullivan. But I think, of all the great players, O'Sullivan is probably the best, you know. But Higgins, for me, was the great entertainer. You know, he drew a lot of people to the game. He was very flamboyant, very charismatic, very unpredictable. And he was a great entertainer, you know. And he did a lot for the game of snooker. And he was my inspiration growing up as a kid in the 80s, like, you know.
He was a really good player. I would say he was kind of like the Ronaldo of snooker.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was probably, well, maybe he might have been a bit more like Ronaldinho. You know, he was a bit more flamboyant. He had a lot of tricks, a lot of great shots, but didn't win as much as like Ronaldo or Ronnie, as we see him today, or Henry or Davis. But every now and again, you know, he could show some inspiration. And he won the World Championship twice, you know, won the UK Championship, won the Masters. He was a wonderful talent, and he was great to watch.
You do a lot of snooker commentary on like the TV. What's your best snooker commentary moment of being in the box?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know. I think when Ronnie O'Sullivan probably won a seventh World Championship and equaled Stephen Hendry's, I think that was pretty special, you know. But I'm lucky to be down a lot of the finals recently, you know, whether it be, you know, World Championship, the Masters, the UK Final, Champion of Champions, Tour Championship Finals. I've been involved in quite a lot of really good matches. But I think O'Sullivan, it was quite a unique moment when he won that seven World Championship, yeah.
You won quite a lot of titles. You won the Welsh Open,
yeah,
and you won the World Snooker Championship. Yeah. What was it like to win those trophies?
The Welsh was my first one, but the World Championship was obviously the cherry on the cake. You know, that was my greatest ever win, beating Stephen Hendry in the final. And it's always nice to beat Stephen Hendry at any time, because during the 90s, he was the best, you know. So to beat him and to stop him winning sort of six in a row was like, was quite an achievement. Unfortunately, the following year, I lost in the final. And I lost in the final in 2003 to Mark Williams. And they were sort of big disappointments. But it was nice to get my name on the cup, and it's still there, and I can never rub it off.
I think with snooker, it's all about confidence.
You got to be confident in any sport, but if you're confident, you should be confident in the work that you put in, you know, the practice and the graft and the preparation. As they always say, you know, you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And I think a lot of your confidence you gain from a lot of practice and a lot of wins, of course, as well. But yeah, confidence is a big thing in sport.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Ken.
Your pleasure, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, and look forward to coming back to Portsmouth in the new year. Look forward to playing you again, but don't beat me next time.
Okay, I'll let you win.